This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the HeadGum Podcast Best Behavior Edition. This week, it's no games, no fucking around. We've got Micah Hurwitz with us, which means that we've got to really kind of up our game a little bit. He's wearing a headband. He's wearing a statement piece shirt.
Yeah, that's true. You got dressed up for this.
Jake is sleeveless in Seattle, so he kind of flew cross-country during a global pandemic. Guns out. Fun is out, as in we're not going to have any fun this episode. Best behavior.
No mask, because I flew private on Lufthansa.
On what?
I flew Lufthansa.
Put your arms down. We got it.
I can't put them down because I really hurt my shoulder when I raised them up.
Sorry I asked that. Mike, have you heard this show at all or no?
No, going in blind.
Yes, you are. What do you mean, yes, I am?
Going in blind? More like going in with a rind, as in watermelons in season. Amir, take it away.
You haven't even said my name yet. 2 minutes Amir, deep, you introduced me by saying watermelon in rind is in season.
We've got,
take it away.
We've got Micah Hurwitz here. We've got Jake Hurwitz, the Hurwitz twins. And we have Amir Blumenfeld. Micah, basically what the show is usually... It's a series of conversation enders. My dad asked me what the show, how it was different than Review, and I said it's basically a talk show hosted by the worst host in history. But I wanted to kind of get my act together for you and for the listeners this episode, so I'm going to try my best to keep it even killed and not off kilter, not right of center.
Perfect.
Okay.
What was that, Amir?
I was saying okay.
Will I ever have the floor to ask questions, or do you sort of like lead and ask?
Normally I dominate the discourse, if there even is any, but no, this episode, feel free to chime in at any time.
Great. Yeah, last episode you spoke uninterrupted for 48 minutes. It was like a soliloquy. You monologued. You steamrolled.
Really?
What was that?
Did you get a soundboard? Is that what happened?
It's Spotify looped through loopback attached to Zoom in the garage.
What does that mean?
Thoughts?
What was that noise?
That was a DJ
and
spin
I'm in a
back.
Closet.
And I'm in a closet. No, this is my childhood bedroom, as I've said. Okay, here we go. Hang on one time.
It's not an effective like soundboard if every single time you say hang on one second, where is it? Like, it's only impressive if you do it right on cue.
All right.
Every time.
More constructive criticism than I was prepared for, because as you guys know, I am an iron wall, impenetrable in a way. Amir?
Again, I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you want me to say. You're using me as some sort of lifeboat,
Micah,
but I'm never here to save you.
Our listeners probably already know you by name and face, but why don't you start us off, just say what you do at HeadGum and how many sexual partners you've had in your entire life.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Same answer for both questions.
Nice.
Nine.
You do nine?
Yes, he does nine.
That's right.
You work in ad sales?
Yeah, ad sales. I slang ads. You slang jokes. Maybe
sure.
That's sort of your job. That's Jake and Amir's job. I slang ads.
Did you distill my job to slanging jokes?
Yeah, that's essentially what you do.
I,
I co-run our entire development slate.
On your business card, right. It says clown.
Okay, that's enough. That's quite enough. Amir, take it away.
I think you're kind of a clown idiot, too.
You have the same job.
Sorry, I don't mean to pile it on. Okay. Yeah, but I'm a clown idiot, too.
Nice, that was three. He held up three. Do you think Andrew Pyle has ever piled it on?
What if he did once, yeah.
Okay.
Next question, obviously.
You're going to look for a soundboard thing for that, like a wah-wah?
I couldn't get the wah-wah. Here we go.
Too much booty in the pants.
First conversation. This one is a starter. This one is to be answered seriously. More and more good news is coming out about these vaccines. It's looking more and more like we're going to have three viable options by the year's end.
Are you including Russia's?
Okay, four viable options, I guess.
Let's not call Russia the whatever.
Sorry, I didn't mean.
What's the question?
It's a viable option. You can put the vaccine in a vial, curt or otherwise. Okay, you get the say you get vaccinated. Let's be conservative here. First week of January, right? Mm-hmm. What's that first weekend look like? What are you doing? Are you in New York? Are you taking a trip? What's the idea? And what's the big idea? I'm here taking away.
As soon as the vaccine becomes available, I'll consider
I want to kind of rein it in this episode, but it's not like a documentary film. Like, you don't have to like repeat the question. They've heard it. Mm-hmm. So
that was the wrong thing to say. And you shouldn't have said anything. Even if I was wrong, you shouldn't have.
He's just telling you that
you were wrong. A lot of people won't take the vaccine at first, including myself. So it won't be as much of a panacea as everyone thinks it'll be. Yeah, that's a bombshell to you. Would you be first in line to take a fucking experimental vaccine in hopes that it works?
Yes.
If it's 40% effective, would you then go to a bar, restaurant, movie theater?
They won't release it if it's less than 50% effective, you fucking moron.
What if it's 60%?
Then if it's 60%, yeah, then I'm butt chugging this vaccine and I'm going to Burning Man. Okay?
Would you take
I'm
going
to make I'm going to have a margarita and I'm going to have the vaccine in the margarita.
Yeah, and then I text my fucking Molly guy and I go ham. And I eat ham.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm going to go to a Hawaiian barbecue, rolling on MDMA, having butt chugged a vial of a coronavirus vaccine. And that's my January 7th.
Have you ever had a mac salad when you're maxed out?
A what salad?
Fucking mica, dude. What's your first weekend back after that wacky vaccine?
I'm going to stay in New York. I'm going to do a staycation.
That's what you've been doing since March.
I know.
What are you talking about?
But I haven't
about?
Really gotten to enjoy it.
I see.
I just want to like go into Grand Central or something and like touch people. Cause I haven't been able to do that. So I want to.
Did you do a lot of that before the pandemic though?
Yeah. But like, I want to give people hugs. I feel like I haven't really hugged anybody. So I want to hug strangers, shake people's hands.
Kiss
them on the cheek.
That?
I would do it like very quickly. It would just be like a.
What if they didn't get the vaccine?
Well, if they didn't get the vaccine, then they wouldn't get infected by me because I'm immune, right?
It wouldn't be full immunity. Well, it'd probably be 60 to 70% immunity.
60 to 70% immunity, you're saying?
So you hug 10 people with a coronavirus, odds are you'll get it 3-4 times out of those 10.
Jeez, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, your ideal weekend is going to the fucking train station and hugging strangers?
I'd love to do like a JFK kind of outing with like a bunch of friends. Just go drink at one of the bars pre-terminal.
Oh, that's nice. But fuck JFK, man. Like, why not go to Newark, the sixth borough?
Final answer is you're going to Grand Central and kissing strangers on the cheek.
I think I'm just going to throw like a huge party.
That's cool.
It's a bad idea.
What do you mean?
Like, for the same reason that the hugging strangers one.
What's
now you're inviting
the point,
dozens of people over to
your
house.
What's the point of a vaccine if it's not going to be 100% immunity?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's
60
that's
is better
right
than 0%. That's the point.
I guess so. It's still
failing. I mean, if you think everyone in
60 is actually passing at the D, okay? I got many 60s in high school and I still graduated. Motherfucker.
Do you
think a D is a D worse than an F? I feel like an F is
no.
Like F, you really didn't give a fuck, but like D, you tried a little bit.
Exactly. I tried a little bit.
Amir, you didn't answer seriously first weekend back after that vax?
That's what I said. I'm not taking the vax, so I'm staying indoors.
You're not going to take the vaccine when it comes out?
No.
Why?
I want to see how it affects people first.
Isn't that... That's what the clinical trial phase 3 is for. 30,000 people, right?
Yeah. But once a million people take it, let's find out.
You said that Amir didn't answer seriously, but I just want to put on the record that I also didn't answer seriously when I said the butt chugging and ordering Molly and having a Hawaiian barbecue. That was just a goof.
Really?
I wasn't really planning on doing that.
What's the idea then?
I would butt chug the vaccine. I would text my Coke guy and I'd have an Italian beefsteak.
What?
An Italian beefsteak?
Yeah.
Is that a real sandwich?
An Italian beefsteak.
What is that?
What's that? You know, is that a sandwich or?
No, it's just it's like
a beefsteak tomato?
It's a steak and it's made of beef.
Okay, so why you say
it's
beef?
It's made of Italian beef.
All steaks are beef. All steaks are beef. And what does it mean, Italian beef?
Because the cow is from fucking, the cow is Italian.
I don't think so.
What's the most useful thing that you've bought in quarantine?
I got three answers.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it'd be
interesting. There's like a lot of stuff we need to get to, but yeah, three answers for this one.
I'll make it quick. I just feel like this isn't like, okay. All right. Adjustable dumbbells. Weights.
You got the Bowflex?
I didn't get the Bowflex. Maybe they're Bowflex. I don't know. Oh no, they're David something. I don't know. They're just from Amazon, but they're like 27 at their heaviest, just like free weights, and 5 pounds when there's no discs attached at all. The other was a yoga mat, so I could do my exercises on a mat. And the third is getting a bike tune up.
Nice. What about least useful? The dumbest thing you've gotten.
The dumbest thing I got was my Switch. I spent a lot of cash on it. I used it a lot for 2 weeks and I haven't picked it up. I have no desire to pick it up. I feel stupid for the time that I spent using it and I don't like it.
I'd like to buy it from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll give you an offer. $50 for it.
No way. I can never part with this thing.
You just said that you wanted to sell it. You already agreed to the deal.
50's fine. 50's fine. I was trying to fucking, I thought I had leverage.
I don't want it anymore.
I'll give it to you for free.
All right. Sure.
Take it off my hands.
It's a good negotiator. I don't want it anymore. I'll give it to you for free. All right. Micah, most and least useful things you've bought in quarantine.
Number one is a mask.
Which one? Is that most or least? Both.
I guess I'm not really sure. Yeah. Most.
Okay.
That's a boring answer. Can I change it? I'm going to say,
of course,
Xbox. I got an Xbox, an Xbox One. It's awesome.
What have you been playing?
A lot of Call of Duty, Warzone.
With Marty?
With Marty and Pyle. It's the most fun ever.
Why don't I ever get invited to play?
Because you don't have an Xbox. You're more of a...
Is that the only reason?
That's not why. That's not why.
Jake, can you stand up for a second? Just stand up in frame. Okay, yeah. Pleated Dockers, pleated chinos, right? So formal, yeah. With the sleeveless. All right.
Why iron them this way so they don't get creased when I sit?
They do. You have a creased ass.
Shit.
They're pleated at the waist.
My ass crease.
Amir, most and least useful thing. Like, this is why I don't do the show this way. Do you understand? Because, like, it's not picking up steam and no one's, like, getting mad at meme.
At what?
What?
Actually, my most useful was Jake's least useful, my Nintendo Switch. I'm getting 1 to 3 hours of entertainment every day from that thing, learning how to play different games, learning about the zeitgeist of American youth, connecting with my friends in real, meaningful ways, getting better. I want a trophy, actually. So this is a golden Mario that I won from winning a Mario Kart trophy. Yeah. That means of the 12 players I played against,
a golden, what looks like a Monopoly piece or something.
There it is.
Were you were gifted that or you ordered that?
I didn't order it and I wasn't gifted it. I earned it.
What are you talking about?
You see this? My name's on this trophy.
Tyson?
Because I won season 3. Yeah. Skeeky Tyson. And then yours, Skeaky. Julie.
Do you cart me? Are you whiting?
Nice. It's actually funny. Never mind. Continue.
There we go.
Foghorn.
Shit. Okay, there we go. It's the three horns of death. Micah, on this show, we have a little thing called the three horns of death, which means a game is coming up.
Oh, no.
Right, Amir?
Never heard that.
What are you talking about? We've done games on the show.
Never with the horns.
With Amir, he's like saying right Amir a bunch. Are you like his assistant? Like, are you like the sidekick on the show, would you say? Like,
no.
The Andy Richter to Jeff
Conan. Kind of in a way. I mean, yeah.
I don't think
so. It's like you're kind of Guillermo and I'm kind of Jimmy James Kimmel. Mm,
right. I get that vibe. I think it's fun. I like
it. I've never agreed.
I'm happy
to do
that this show has like a sidekick.
Well, Andy Richter thought he was going to be hosting and then he became the sidekick and it's fine because he gets paid so much.
Is that true? That guy on Letterman that just has the glasses?
Oh, that fucking, yeah, the dumbass guy.
Yeah, it's like that.
Paul Schaefer. It's like, right, he's the band leader.
Yeah, it feels like that's kind of what you are to the podcast.
But without the music, though. But without the music part, any of the musical abilities, because then it's kind of worse.
Yeah, he doesn't have like that kind of talent. But
how am I like that? Every 8 minutes, Jeff just says, right, Amir, and then I always answer no.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Now it's time for everybody's favorite game, Kyo Sir or Kia Soul? Is everybody familiar with TikTok star Kyo Sir?
No.
He's part of the Sway House. Ever heard of it?
Mm-mm. I have, actually. I was telling you about it. That's how you found out about it. It's pretty much the hottest house in TikTok.
Right. In TikTok and also in Los Angeles.
So it's 11 hot TikTokers are just fucking living there for free in a mansion in Bel Air making TikToks with each other. Each one getting tens of millions of views. They're all between the ages of 16 and 20, and they're all usually shirtless, incredibly jacked, and fine at dancing.
Why do they all live there?
Because they're all represented by the same management company that sort of sells branded content against their TikToks.
I see.
Let the games begin. Let the absolute games begin. Kyo Sir or Kia Soul? I'm going to hit you guys with a couple of questions, and you're going to tell me if they are related to Kyo Sir famous 17-year-old TikTok star, or the Kia Soul, a kind of economical hatchback. Number one, Blank is a member of the famous hype house, Sway House.
Kia Sir.
Yeah, obviously.
Give me a second.
Who, you have to look that up.
Just, I want to be absolutely sure.
It's upsetting if you, came up with the questions ahead of time, even though this one's obvious. You should have at least done the research and had an answer key ready to go.
Just give me a fucking minute, man. This is...
How is it taking you a minute?
You should have an answer Kyo ready to sir at any given moment.
Yeah, you're more of the sidekick. Let's leave the puns and stuff to Jeff.
It's Kyo sir. Number two, Blank has...
What did you look up? What did you just look up?
I said, what hype house is Kyo sir part of?
That's the question?
Blank has...
You said it...
What? I reined it in this week for Micah. All right, we have the Hurwitz brothers here, none other than.
What's up?
Blank has dual front cup holders. Kia or Kyo?
Kia.
Kia. I thought only Micah was playing the game.
Are
we all allowed to play? No, everybody's playing. It's whoever... No, you guys are against each other. It's whoever gets the most answers right. So
you didn't set any of that shit up.
I'll Frankenstein it in. It's fine. It's just a podcast. You guys take this shit so seriously. Like, first of all, it's not a pitch, so nothing's at stake. We already have the show. We already have the audience, and they're not going to leave no matter how bad we make this shit.
But they absolutely might.
Really?
They absolutely could.
All right. Blank has 7.6 million followers on the popular app TikTok. Have you guys heard of this?
Kyo. What do you have heard of it? You based the entire quiz on it.
Correct.
The answer was it.
That's Kyo sir. All right. Blank has an optionable C-pillar garnish with the Soul logo.
What?
Blank has an optional C-pillar garnish with the Soul logo. Kia or Kyo?
The Kia.
It's the car one.
Correct.
I don't...
Kia Soul.
Why is it a car...
So
why does the
what's that?
Car come with a garnish? Why does the car come with a garnish?
Yeah, he said it's optional. It's optionable. You can. It's an option that you can add.
I don't believe that.
Kyo doesn't have options. I mean, he has options. Sure, he has places that he can put his money. He obviously can, like, because money opens doors, right? And so basically, like, what Amir was saying is that they're getting tens of millions of views and, like, ad deals every hither and thither during a global pandemic. So he can. I mean, they're living in Bel Air. They're living in the most expensive real estate in the continental United States, right? So he has options in that way. But this is more optionable in terms of what you want to add to the car. Blank has a small glove box.
Kia, the car. Oh, no, wait. It's probably Kyo.
Wrong.
I bet he has a small... I was going to say, I bet he has a fucking place that he keeps his gloves.
Kyo, you know he's driving a fucking 911, a Porsche box car. And those are pretty damn small, but it doesn't matter to Kyo because he doesn't wear gloves when he drives because he's young and hit. He's barely legal. He's a tween.
Does he have a license?
A what?
Is he allowed to drive? Forget it.
Blank has 16.9 followers when tagged on TikTok. Hmm? So not people who follow this in terms of hashtags on TikTok. The hashtag blank has 16.9 followers.
Well, it's got to be Kyo because you're talking about TikTok.
The Kia Soul has 16.9 million followers as a tag on TikTok.
Does it really?
It does.
That's way too many.
Citation needed, but it does. Yeah,
that car has gone viral.
Jeez.
It's actually incredibly small for, it's really small for TikTok. Usually every tag has like 100 million. So 16.9 is nothing.
All right, final question. All right, this is triple or nothing. Whoever wins this wins the game. People often have to decide between a Mazda CX-3 and blank.
Kia, the car.
Wrong.
Yeah,
it's
no,
Kia's
not.
Merch. This kid is making a lot of money, all right? And a lot of his shirts sell out fast and go pretty.
Kia's merch wasn't an option.
What's that?
Was it? His merch wasn't an option.
I said related to. You know what? Fine. Let's do one last one. Which one's hotter?
The guy.
Correct.
I win. No one should have given you a soundboard.
All right, we're back to normal here. That's the end of that game. Welcome to Hot Takes. I'm going to hit you guys with a couple of hot takes and we'll just kind of discuss. Is that fine? Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay.
Micah?
Yep. Let's do it.
During actual sex, not like just thoughts or masturbation, it's hotter to have an it's hotter to have an average body than to be in peak shape.
That I think that's true.
Why? It's hotter to be in peak shape, obviously. That's why you do in peak shape. That's why it's peak shape.
No, because I think of sex as feeling like kind of soft.
Yeah.
And you don't want like just like muscly, like hard ridges.
And when you see when you see a perfect bod, you're expecting optimal like physical perfection in terms of performance.
Right.
And it's impossible to rise to that occasion. I think
the way you're holding your hand.
This is my
sitting in a lazy boy.
Just at the foot of his bed explaining something to his girlfriend.
Drinking a malt.
It's impossible.
Anyway, it's easier to be impressive with like a doughy, pudgy body.
Oh, whatever. You're saying expectation versus reality. So if you look like a B-, she'll be like, oh, this is going to suck. And then if you do fine, she's like, oh, wow, this is like, that was more than
a little better than I thought. Yeah.
Versus if you have like an 8-pack, like even there's nothing you can do if you're not the best she's ever had.
Right.
You've disappointed her. Maybe exactly. We could kind of circle back once we cut, because I've never had sex and I like you guys, you and Jake seem to be like Lotharios in a way, and I'd love to like just kind of be impressive my first time. Fuck. All right. States with shitty capital cities lead to more ethical politics because people don't run for office. Like, you know, who like just want the glitz and glam. Like no one wants to live in Albany.
But then Albany has some shitty politics. So people run and it's just the wrong kind of people. So I think it's, I think that's a really bad take.
That was not even a bit, just genuinely. That isn't smart.
That's one of the dumber things you've ever said.
Amir!
What, man? You call me out when I chime in. You yell at me when I don't. There's no way to fucking please you, and I'm not even looking for ways to do that. So
this one's gonna get a groan.
What do you want me to say?
From Jake. There are no breakfast foods that are worth it, either healthy or not. So like
worth eating.
So if you wake up and you're like, I'm gonna start my day right, I'm gonna have oatmeal. Pretty bland, tastes like throw up, consistency wise. And then if you wake up on a Sunday, you're a little hungover, you go out to brunch and you're like, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to have the stack of flapjacks hotcakes. You feel bad afterwards. And like, it didn't taste that good.
Your take is that breakfast is bad.
Breakfast is bad if it tastes like throw up or if you're really hungover and sick going into it.
It's not just those. I'm saying like, there's not really a breakfast food that you can eat that's worth it, because there's nothing that's healthy enough to eat that tastes bad or fine, and then there's nothing that's bad enough for you that tastes good enough to feel that bad that early in the morning.
How about a smoothie?
Eggs.
A smoothie is actually really interesting, because that's kind of a game changer for me. I'd love to do a smoothie. Eggs could be good. Eggs could, depending
on breakfast. Okay, so we just named two. Give yourself like an I fucked up soundboard thing. Insert something like that for what you just did to us.
That was perfect. All right. Jeans are actually fine to lounge around the house in.
Is this raw denim or like stretch?
No, not selvage. We're not talking stiff 80s Bruce Springsteen ass style. We're talking about a little bit of stretch, a little bit of give. Levi's 512s flex.
They're fine, but I'm not very comfortable in jeans. I'd rather wear shorts or sweats.
I'm curious to hear what Micah has to say about this.
If you're like lounging in the afternoon, I think that's appropriate. But if you're like settling into the evening loungewear, you're not leaving the apartment, leaving the house, you're going to want to throw on some sweats.
You're going to want to.
I agree with that, actually, because I have my night sweats that I put on right before I have my night sweats. And but during the day, like, I'll wake up and slap that denim on because they have a little bit of give.
What are you wearing?
I want to
right
be able
now?
To go up. What's that?
What are you wearing right now?
Banana hammock. Thanks for asking. So basically,
your dick's out.
Yeah, a little
your
bit.
Your dick's out.
No, I agree. I want to be able to leave the house right like at the drop of a hat and go to get coffee. And jeans seemed like the perfect way to do that. Jake.
I have a pair of Goodfellow Target chinos that are really the perfect pants. They've got stretch. They look good. They have a firm, a crisp roll, and they don't need to be, you know, they're good pants. They're substantial pants. I feel like everyone stopped listening to me.
They have like the really, ass really cutouts too. So like the flaps.
They don't have
the
an ass cutout.
Yeah.
No, they don't have a flap. No, it's not an open ass.
Oh, it's
pant.
One of the button, really, the button backs.
Yeah, it's exactly one of
it's
them.
Not a button
so you don't
back.
Have to take it them down to
from
shit.
From Ren and Stimpy.
No. Yeah. Well, you do have to take that down to shit. You have to take the flap down to shit, but you don't have to take
not
the
if
whole pants
down.
But they're not that. But they're not that. I'm talking about just chinos. I'm talking about slate gray chino pants that have a lot of stretch.
Flat gray chino pants. That's the way I like to dance. Cotton down, fog alert. Flap down and in the dirt. Take a dump on the grass. Kiss my ass, my neighbor Jass. Oh yeah, I like to take a dump on my neighbor's yard.
Apple bottom chinos. Sandals with the thong.
I had a perfect rap going and you've kind of fucked me up. That's fine.
No, I thought Jake was just
usually really... I would be like, and now I'm gonna throw it to Jake, but he sort of
no, it was a verse.
Like,
was
I was doing
feature.
Like a cool dance circle and you tripped me.
Was that off the cuff?
No,
like, obviously
I have a bunch of it written.
Have you guys you guys have heard Odd Future?
Yeah,
this is I started a band and I'm wondering if I wanted to like, invite you guys into it. It's called Bizarre Past, and so it's kind of rapping about like a bygone era that never even existed. So the raps exist outside of time, but they're all sort of like personal confessions. And in the room, the pitch will include that we're kind of they're written from past experience. Would you like to hear a little bit?
Probably not, but I feel like you're gonna do it.
You're gonna rap over it.
Just give me a second. Now what you hear is not a vest. I'm rapping with my mom. She abandoned me at age 9 and came back for my high school graduation. I was the valedictorian. I got ice cream to celebrate every A+. That's right, I got a 5 on my A push test, but I nearly died. On the way to the proctoring exam, I drove a pickup truck into a bridge filled with preteens they've never seen again. They made a movie about the accident with a title at the end of the film that read, "The killer was never found." I've lived with this secret for my entire freaking life. I had a therapist who I told about the accident. She told me that she had to tell the authorities, and then I saw her on a separate bridge and I killed her with the car. It's happened to me twice in my life so far, and I would do it all again, because I don't want to end up in the penitentiary, even though it would help my rap career out. So, like, that never happened. But it's sort of this, like, it exists outside of time, is what I was saying.
You sure really it never good. Happened? It sounded so specific.
Huh?
It sounded very specific. And it,
oh, you want to hear the second verse?
No.
Jake left.
It was a weird rap, and it seemed to never end, so I think that's why.
All right, we have one last segment. This is just answer with a number, any number.
You were completely unfazed by the fact that Jake left, like you were sort of expecting it or something.
It happens every episode, Micah.
It's everybody just like leaves.
It's
on
me
their own volition.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How much money would you need to be paid per year to live in the following cities? Just I'll say a city. You guys tell me how much money you'd need to be paid to live there and be like, all right, I mean, I don't want to live in this shithole, but I guess I have to because I'm getting X amount of dollars. Moscow.
$200,000.
That's it?
I think 500,000.
I would agree with 500,000. Maybe a million, actually.
I think you would do it. You would do it for 450,000.
Yeah, you can also leave at any time, but it's like only after certain years. So you'd have to like, if you start, you can't leave 8 months in. You have to leave at the end of the year. You know what I
you
mean?
Cash. It's like a lump sum payment that you
exactly
want to
right.
Collect.
Yeah.
So it's living there for a year, not for the rest of your life.
No. Yeah. Well, for a year or like a couple years. That's why it's like how long could you live in Moscow to get $200,000 versus, you know, $9 million?
Yeah.
Because you could get $9 million in like the first.
Is
year.
Your job just living in Moscow? Or do you have to work while you're there?
you have to do everything you currently do there. You'd have All to right. find a way.
Okay.
All right.
Next city.
Tokyo, but you can't learn the language.
100,000. No, 50.
Don't tell me if I can learn Japanese or not.
There's no way you'll learn Japanese.
Pick up some words.
No way.
And I want 150,000.
I would. Yeah, I'd do it for 100,000. Sugar and Falls, Ohio.
Probably
where I am currently recording from.
Yeah, back to the Moscow level, 250K.
You can also travel while you're there.
Well, not really. Where would you go? What's a day trip from fucking Chagrin Falls? You drive for 2 hours, and what's the best place you can be in?
Ever heard of a little town called Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
Well, that would be probably outside of the 2 hour radius.
Yeah.
Erie, Pennsylvania would probably be your best bet.
That sounds awful.
The Deep South, rural.
But not a specific location. Just
nowhere notable.
Biloxi, Mississippi.
Little Fork. What is it?
Little Rock.
Little Rock.
No, that's too big of a city. I'm talking about like a few miles away, like 30 miles outside of Oxford, Mississippi.
Oh yeah, I don't think I'd have a lot of fun there. Like, yeah. Trump country.
Like your neighbors are all like alt-right dumbasses.
$1,200.
$1,200?
Yeah, because I could probably get a pretty sick place, right?
Yeah, but you could also just say like 800,000. Like, this is,
I'm
just
saying, I could rent out like a 3-bedroom, 3-bath.
Rent.
And then rent out 2 of them to like 2 other couples and then sort of live amongst them. Probably even break even for the year, which is all I can.
Your goal is to break even.
I don't think that's enough money to do that. It's $1,200.
Yeah, because you brought $1,200
alone. Would be like,
no, you'd rent it. You'd rent it, and then you would sublease it out for $600 a room. So you get to live for free, and you pay $1,200.
So it's a bed and breakfast. What do you mean a room?
Well, I'm saying it's a 3-bed, 3-bath, right, for $1,200. But I charge $600 per room for the other rooms because I have the worst room, right? So I'm offering the ensuite for $650. I'm offering the junior bedroom for $550. I'm breaking even.
But this is all a way of breaking even and generating cash. I'm telling you that you could get on top of your annual salary just like $100 million if you wanted.
But I can probably squeeze out $50 a month if I charge for internet, and then I'm cash flow positive turnkey right off the bat. And I'm
you'll
living...
do this for $1,200?
$1,200 a month. $1,200 a month. Yeah,
$1,200 total.
$1,200 a month. Let's say $2,400, because that'll get me first and last month rent, and then I'll get my security deposit back at the end of the year. Unless I decide to stay for longer.
We can crowdfund that amount of money.
All right, last one. And these are specific to both of you guys. Micah, Newark, New Jersey. And Amir, Santa Clarita. So you're like just out of reach of everyone you love.
Oh my God.
He left.
So this is normal. This is what happens.
We've been going for 40. I've rarely make it to 45 minutes without Amir leaving. Amir left at like 3 minutes in last week almost.
Is that true?
He came back, but yeah.
That's so funny. But neither Jake or Amir have tried to re-enter the Zoom call.
They don't bother. They know that I'll just kind of scrap garbage.
All right. The same 2 hour rule applies?
Yes. Yeah, you can go into Brooklyn or Manhattan, but it's just like you have to tell people you live in Newark and also live like...
Yeah.
You could live like a king in Newark. You could have a penthouse.
Yeah. I'll do it for $300,000 a year.
It's pretty good. I think this one honestly would be more frustrating to me than living in Moscow, because at least you could like say, oh yeah, I lived in Moscow for a year.
Yeah.
You're never going to tell someone at a dinner, oh yeah, I was up near like Magic Mountain for like a semester.
Right.
I feel like I would not be able to hold out. I'm going to go $1 million.
For Newark.
For Santa Clarita.
Oh, for Santa Clarita. Case. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is probably worse than Newark because it's harder to get around.
All right. Cool. More power to you.
Then I could have
you.
Like a really nice house there and people would want to come visit for the weekend. And I could get people to come up.
I don't know anything about Santa Clarita, so that doesn't sound...
I'm trying to think of an East Coast comp. It is... what's that one... roller coaster place in Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
That about wraps up the show this week, guys. Thank you to Micah Hurwitz for coming on, for sticking it out till the very end. Honestly, I'm surprised he hasn't hit the leave button. I'm kind of watching your eye line to see if he'll go down to it.
I feel like it's time. Thank you for having me.
Well, no way, right? Because then that way, and
I'll stay on for a few more minutes.
All right. Do you have anything to plug? He left. He said he instantly said he would stay on, and now he left. I was about to give him the floor. I was about to give him the floor to plug anything he had. All right, fine. I guess I'll plug my OnlyFans. It's onlyfans.com/ the Wagoneer. I basically kind of spread my ass for photos and for profit. I appreciate you guys for listening this far. We'll catch you guys next week. Listen to Review Review on the HeadGum Network. Listen to If I Were You, Buckets, and Not Another D&D Podcast. Also, look out for the second season of the Goat Show pod. I believe that the first episode of the second season went up a week or two ago, also on the HeadGum Network. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you guys. Oh, and there's also a Discord that has been started for any listeners or fans of the HeadGum podcasts and HeadGum videos, specifically with Jake and Amir, myself and Riley and Spa. So join that. We are all chatting about there. So if you want to do bits with our asses or razz us personally, bully us online in a way, that's totally, it's all open. It's open for business. So I don't exactly know where the link is. Maybe I'll have someone post it to the Review Review subreddit r/ReviewReview. But until next week, I am your host, Jeffrey James. And this has been a best behavior version of the HeadGum Podcast!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.